Senator Ron Wyden, Oregon Democrat who sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee, joins us now from Capitol Hill. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
First, you have access to classified material, not just the conclusions that all of us can read online. Number one, I'm curious, are you convinced that what you get to see is information that's qualitatively different and better than what we can read in the good newspapers or here on NPR every day?
Obviously, I can't comment on anything classified, but let me be clear what this new report is all about. For all practical purposes, the intelligence community has said in this report that to describe what is happening in Iraq as a civil war would be an improvement. I mean, a civil war is bad, but what the intelligence community is saying here is that this is even more complicated. What we have is, and it seems to be spreading, is unprecedented chaos. You have, you know, Shias on Shias and Al-Qaeda involvement, the Sunni insurgents. This is spiraling chaos.
However, National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says that this is the intelligence on which President Bush is basing his new strategy, which includes sending more troops to Iraq. Does that make sense to you?
Any way you slice it, this national intelligence estimate is saying that the situation in Iraq is even more grave than the president has laid out. And I think it's clear no opponent of the surge is saying that they are for a precipitous withdrawal. I've noted that the White House has sort of framed it as you either support the administration or you're for some kind of precipitous withdrawal. I am not. I am for keeping us involved in counterterrorism. I think we should be involved in training of the Iraqis. But the fact is the Iraqis have used our courageous soldiers as a crutch that they have leaned on for too long, and it is time to start bringing our people home.
But the intelligence estimate says that if there is a reduction in those coalition forces, it says, the consequences would be grave and would be very negative. You don't read it that way.
I think clearly the consequences are very grave right now, but I mean previous intelligence estimates have said that, and you look at the number of Iraqis that have supported the attacks on our troops, we need to find a way to move to political stability. And the Iraqis, it seems to me, are going to get serious when they understand that they cannot have our troops as a crutch to lean on indefinitely. Probably the most telling part of this debate was when the president said last year that this was going to be resolved by the next president. And we need to take steps now. And clearly, over the next 12 or 18 months, what we have is an intelligence estimate that says we're going to face more problems rather than fewer.
You feel that this is a national intelligence estimate on Iraq, or the reporting of the intelligence community's view of what's going on in Iraq, that Democrats don't have to object to, you're saying, in order to support a resolution against the troop surge, or indeed a phased withdrawal from Iraq. That's still consistent, as you read it, with what is said in this NIE?
I think that Democrats need to say what we're for, and under the leadership of Harry Reid, we've done it. We have been for a phased redeployment. We have made it clear that we're going to support counterterrorism work in Iraq. We've made it clear that we're going to be available for logistics support. We've made it clear we're going to be there for training. But we are not going to support a strategy that isn't working, that the American people said last November they wanted to change.
What do you make of what we just heard about Iran and what Secretary Gates said about the role of Iran?
Well, I will tell you, I found it troubling today to open up my newspaper and say and see in the paper that the administration was not going to give the information that they promised a number of days ago with respect to Iran's involvement in Iraq. I mean, what we saw in the run-up to the war with Iraq is that again and again we were told that there was hard evidence of problems that would justify our going to war with Iraq, and then the information mm-hmm. wasn't forthcoming. I'd like to see the administration do what they promised and what they put off again today, and that's give us the facts about Iran.
Senator Wyden, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
It's Ron Wyden, Democratic Senator from Oregon.